history in the making. Leaders gather in Brussels to solve the European debt crisis.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson with The Morning Open, a look at business and the economy as Wall Street starts the day. Coming up, we'll go live to Brussels, where leaders are hoping a grand plan to fix Europe is about to emerge. But first, where's Wall Street? Stocks are up at the open this morning. The Dow up 125 points, a little more than a percent at 11,831. The NASDAQ up a half a percent, and the S&P 500 up 0.75%. And it's all about Greek Week. That's what we're calling our special coverage of why Greek debt matters to the global economy. Greece is, of course, just part of the story when it comes to the big summit going on today in Brussels. European leaders are hoping to unveil a grand plan to solve the debt crisis today, a plan that would involve expanding the euro bailout fund and trying to manage a Greek debt default without bringing down the European banking system. We've got our regular Wednesday guest Josh Brown with us live from New York, as well as the BBC's economics correspondent Andrew Walker, who is in Brussels. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning. Good morning.
Well, Andrew, let me start with you. What's the latest there from Brussels?
Well, they are moving, it seems, towards some kind of deal, not necessarily one with all the kind of detail the markets would like to see. And importantly, some news out of Berlin, where Chancellor Angela Merkel has been debating the issues with the German parliament. They have voted in favor of her coming to Brussels and doing some sort of deal. Very sensitive politically in Germany, so it was important for the prospects of an agreement that Chancellor Merkel get that support.
Josh Brown, to you in New York, what's the significance of what's going on in Brussels to us here in the United States, our economy in general, and, of course, to Americans individually?
Well, I think let's take how Wall Street is looking at this first. So we're starting to get a decent flow of economic data points. We had a pretty good durable goods order this morning, for example. The last thing we need right now is for negative euro headlines or developments to derail what's already a fragile economy. From the individual American's perspective, you know, they're not following every little nuance that comes out of Brussels, but what they don't want to see is a European Lehman Brothers. They don't want to see a frozen credit situation or bank insolvency here because of euro exposure. So I think most people would be happy if Europe can just push off making the big solution and get something done in the short term.
And Josh, as Washington watches this, are there any lessons we should be learning from what's going on in Brussels in terms of our own debt problems here in the United States as we prepare to deal with those?
You know, a lot of guys here on the street are saying that what we're seeing in Europe is really a preview of what's going to happen in Congress when the super committee gets underway this November. If you remember, they pushed off a decision on the debt ceiling, and now they're going to have to make some tough decisions here, and we could see something very similar.
Andrew Walker, back to you in Brussels. Is there any chance that they won't reach a deal today? And if so, then what happens?
There's certainly every chance that they won't reach a deal with all the details fixed that the financial markets would like to see. I think the consequence of that would probably be a period of unease in the markets while they're just hoping that the European leaders can come to some sort of deal that will eventually underwrite stability here in Europe.
Andrew Walker, economics correspondent for the BBC, and Josh Brown of Fusion Analytics. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Ally Bank, offering IRA savings products and a Raise Your Rate 4-year CD. Learn more at allybank.com. By CenturyLink, a new kind of broadband company linking Americans coast to coast with consistently fast speeds and personal service. More at CenturyLink.com. And by Indiana University's Kelley School of Business, providing a personalized approach to career advancement. Learn more at kellei.iu.edu.
The nation's second largest health insurance company, WellPoint, said this morning that its customer base grew 2% to just over 34 million customers. Now, analysts think that the company is benefiting from a slow rise in healthcare costs in recent months as well. But LA Times consumer columnist David Lazarus says if you really want to see what's happening in the world of healthcare, you should look at what's happening to the nation's largest private employer, Walmart. David, good morning.
Good morning.
So first, tell us what Walmart is up to here.
Well, Walmart's basically scaling back its health coverage. Employees who work 24 hours a week or less, no coverage for you. For everybody else, an increase in premiums, in some cases as much as 36%. Walmart is our largest private employer. They got 1.4 million U.S. workers. If these guys can't make health care work, who can?
So you're saying we're going to start seeing this at other companies. Other employers are going to start dropping or cutting back their health coverage.
Well, we're already seeing that. In fact, health coverage up 9% this year, according to the Kaiser Family Foundation for Family Coverage. Clearly, the trend is going in that way, with workers having to pay more and more of the load. Now, clearly, our employer-based system is not working for us. And it's just a historical accident, it must be said. We got this system during World War II when Congress imposed wage caps, and companies, in turn, said, well, how about if we offer some health benefits as a perk? And the system never went away. But right now, with healthcare costs soaring, companies are finding it an unsustainable phenomenon.
Well, if that's unsustainable, and there's so much political opposition to going to a European-style single-payer model, then what are we supposed to do?
Well, that's a good question. And for reasons passing strange, a Medicare-for-all system is seen as socialism in the United States. So if not that, then how about we build on what's already coming down the pike? In 2014, under our reform law, we're going to see these 50 different state exchanges established where people can buy their insurance there. How about if we create a national exchange that would allow people to buy insurance and have that insurance follow them no matter where they go in the country for a job? And most importantly, if you lose your job, you don't lose your coverage.
LA Times consumer columnist David Lazarus. Thanks, David.
Thank you.
And finally, to the really important stuff happening in Congress, a group of senators from the Northeast is introducing a bill that would make mislabeling syrup a felony. It's called the Maple Act, and it's meant to crack down on people who make syrup using common sugar cane and call it maple syrup. Right now, that is a misdemeanor. If it becomes a felony, those syrup counterfeiters could face 5 years in prison. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
So here's a thought. What if Germany's role in the European debt crisis is more emotions than economics?
Germans have been searching for a missing part of their soul, passion. They envy the sun-filled days of their Mediterranean neighbors.
I'm Kai Rizdahl, German envy. Next time on Marketplace, the rest of the day's business news as well from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.